What was going to be brought out is an amendment that is going to deal with the two tiers on occupational disease. We're done talking about second injury fund. We're on occupational disease. Basically came down to $85,000 is what we pretty much came down to. So what's going to be unveiled through the amendment is on the higher tier for mesothelioma cases, instead of what I was proposing, it was the $515,000 when you actually did the number. It's $600,000. But we're going to be doing all meso cases. So you're going to have the lower tier for the toxic diseases at $150,000. And then if it's a meso case, it'll be at the higher tier of $600,000. It is still going to be funded through the second injury fund like we had previously talked about. We have went back and looked at the number of cases the last number of years. We do not anticipate that there is many out there. You know, some people might say there's a woodworking effect where there's going to be a rush of people to that. We don't believe that's the case because you have to have contracted this disease. You have to have show that it was at your workplace. You have to have the workers' compensation claim. So what we're looking at is probably we're dealing with about five individual cases each year. So really kind of this came down to a dollar amount on the higher tier for mesothelioma cases, which we were about $85,000 off. So the amendment is being distributed. As soon as it's distributed, I'll move it forward. But what it says is everything we've been discussing is the same, except for mesothelioma cases. There is, instead of the $500,000, it's $600,000. So it basically it's the $150,000 plus $450,000 for the meso case up top. And then there's I think we might have cleared up a sectional reference, but that's what it boiled down to, was just a few thousand dollars. I think it's a great thing for business, Senator from the First. I think it's a good thing for the workers. If I'm a small business person, I pay money into the second injury fund. It's pennies from what my huge exposure could be, especially when you deal with a toxic disease. You know, one of the fears of putting this outside, you know, in workers' comp is you'd have to go, and you fund it through workers' comp, you'd have to go buy a rider. Your workers' compensation rates go up, then your second injury fund rates go up because those two are tied. So by funding it the way I had originally planned on it, through the second injury fund, is, I believe, the best thing for the business community, because for the small amount that you have to pay, and we're anticipating, you know, 0.2% that this might affect the second injury fund, but to prepare a risk up top that I don't have to pay through my workers' compensation rates. If I had a total disability claim, I'd be paying on that for years. I think it's a good way to fund it, and it does deal with these unfortunate, tragic, toxic diseases that has been a problem that we've dealt with in the past. So with that, Senator, I'll, if you want to end your inquiry, I have an amendment that if you pull yours back, I will offer, and then we can all gladly entertain any questions.
I appreciate that. I'll do that in just a moment. But to summarize, the way your forthcoming amendment differs from my amendment is that the, correct me if I have this wrong, is that the universe of potential mesothelioma victims who would qualify for the highest tier of the advanced remedy would be broader than what it is in the floor substitute. However, the magnitude of that remedy would be smaller than what it is in my amendment.
You know, I really didn't pay that much attention to your amendment because it was kind of confusing.
I respect that.
So.
Yeah. So the committee substitute, I'm sorry, the floor substitute allows fewer mesothelioma victims to recover the enhanced remedy than your forthcoming amendment would. And your forthcoming amendment allows them to recover more money than what's in the floor substitute, less money than what's in my amendment.
Oh, yeah, we're far below where you were at.
Right.
Yeah, you were.
Sure.
You were pretty high.
And I appreciate
it's a difference of $85,000 in the floor substitute for mesothelioma? Because when you do the math, I was saying it was a half a million. I was rounding. It was like 515 or something of that nature when you do the weeks. And now it's up to 600. So that's basically where we're at on the top tier and for any meso cases.
And I will tell you, I am much more concerned with folks that have mesothelioma being able to access the enhanced remedy than I am with the difference between the number in your forthcoming amendment and the number in my amendment. So with that, Mr. President, I will withdraw my amendment.
Madam Secretary, send the amendment back. Senator from second. Please send your amendment forward. Has it been distributed,
Mr. President. I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objections, would you like to explain your amendment?
Yeah, Mr. President, this is what I just mentioned. This amendment kind of got to the big issue on why the governor vetoed this bill last year with putting OD back into workers' comp. He said there needed to be an enhanced remedy for those people that had toxic disease, especially mesothelioma. What we have created in the substitute that we've been discussing is a two-tiered system. We are limiting that to only those 9 or 10 toxic occupational diseases. So everything is now back into workers' compensation from OD. If you have one of those toxic diseases, there's an $150,000 tier. And if it's a mesothelioma case, it is now it went from $500,000 to $600,000. From what we were dealing with earlier on the dollar amounts. That is it. I believe that this is something that satisfies some of the concerns of the second floor, and I look forward to hearing a statement from them that they will be willing to sign this into law so we can put this behind us. We listened to some of the arguments and the reasons for this from those members of the minority caucus and party that had issues with this, that wanted to make sure that these people that have a gruesome death because they showed up to work every day and had to handle a product that was dangerous to them without their knowledge are compensated. So with that, I will gladly answer any questions. If not, Mr. President, I would renew my motion.
Senator from second moves for adoption of amendment number 8. Any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 10th.
Inquire of the senator from the second.
Senator from second, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, I just wanted to say thank you. You have done a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes leading up to today, and then your work continued today. You've been very reasonable and honest in your dealings, and I know that not everybody in this chamber and not everybody in this building is happy with the compromise. That probably means it's probably a good deal when you see both sides walk away a little bit unhappy. So I just want to let you know that on behalf of a significant number of my caucus members, we are truly appreciative of the work that you've done, and we look forward to supporting this amendment and supporting the underlying bill. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other senator desire? Senator from the 5th, what reason do you rise?
I'd like to inquire.
Senator from the 2nd, do you yield?
2nd District.
Proceed.
Senator, so we are at a compromise. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can call it that.
You can call it that?
I think some people, I know that there's certain attorney groups out there that wouldn't call it that. They're a little mad. I think there's probably a few business groups out there that are a little mad. So if you want to call it a compromise, I call it a solution to a problem.
Let me just say this here. You know, I really commend you for your outstanding job and bringing forward such a bill that yields support from both sides of the aisle, okay? I've been in the Senate for just over a month now, and I can truly say that compromise and the art of compromise is what gets things done. And, you know, you are the man in my eyes because you were able to bring forth those individuals that were in opposition, those that was in support of the bill, all together for a common cause and a common purpose.
That was my goal, Senator.
And I commend you for that. But I would also like to commend the senator from the 10th District who worked diligently with you to make that a reality. along with the senator from the 1st District, because if the 1st District wasn't in support of this, probably it wouldn't have happened. So I would like to commend that senator from the 1st District and also the 13th District, because if the 13th District senator wasn't in support of this, it wouldn't have happened. So I would like to just say to each and every one of you, I truly understand that the order compromise is what makes the state of Missouri legislation work here throughout the state. And it was something that I was able to do in the House, and I'm looking forward to being able to do it here in the Senate. So, Senator, thank you. This is something that we need to look forward in terms of making happen. I think it will happen when we send it over to the House. It's past overdue. We've been working on this for years now. And at the end of the day, people need to understand that how you get things done is by compromise and being able to work collectively together. And so I thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Oh, you're welcome.
Senator from the 1st, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, to inquire the senator from the 2nd.
Senator from the 2nd, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I'll keep this brief, but I want to echo the remarks of the senator from the 10th and the 5th. Thank you for all your hard work on this. You, your staff, I know, have made considerable sacrifices to try to get this done. You've been patient. You've been diligent. I also want to thank the President Pro Tem and the Majority Floor Leader for their leadership on this, for facilitating the process that we've had, and everybody who participated in the floor debate doing their job. We had broad participation, and I'm very pleased to support your amendment, Senator. And like I say, thank you again for all your hard work.
Yeah.
Do any other senators desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from 2nd, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from 2nd renews his motion that Senate Amendment Number 8 to Senate Substitute Number 2 to Senate Bill Number 1 be adopted. As many are of the opinion that motion should prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from 2nd. We're back on the underlying motion. Senate Substitute Number 2. Any senator wishing to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from 2nd, you're recognized to close on your motion.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right. Senator from 2nd renews his motion on Senate Substitute Number 2. The adoption of Senate Substitute Number 2. Those to the opinion that motion should prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 2nd.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 1 with the Senate substitute be ordered, perfected, and printed.
Senator from the 2nd renews his motion that Senate Substitute Number 2, Senate Bill Number 1, be declared perfected and ordered printed. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, those in the opinion that motion should prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The bill will be ordered, perfected, and ordered printed.